Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin'? What's crackin'? You already know what it is, man. About to have Chella and his teams talk for a little bit. Hold on. Back on live. You already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. About to get my bro Chella Jones here in a minute right now. About to get schemes on here. 1 second. Let me get Chella on right quick. Chella, what's good, my dude?
Yo, what's good, bro?
What's good? Waiting for Steams to call right quick, man. Before he comes on, man, what's up with your Celtics, B? Come on, man.
Hey, don't worry. We're not talking about that right now, man. We're not talking about that right now, man. Let them live. Let my Celtics live real quick.
Yeah, we'll leave that alone. Leave that alone. Yo, real quick before Steams come on, man. B. Alonso, man. What's your take on that?
It's going to be interesting to see how my interest level in that battle is this. It's going to be interesting to see how much of the battle is actually about religion. Because I think it's going to be cool to spend a round on it. You know what I mean? So B-Dot is going to, I feel like it's obvious that he's going to try and attack Christianity. Loso has to prepare and be ready to defend that. But I, me personally, and the world can feel different. I don't want to hear three rounds of that. You know what I'm saying? Like I a fire first round or a fire third round with that, cool. Make your point,
mm-hmm.
and then do you after that. You know what I'm saying? Or do you leading up to it? I think it's just going to be interesting to see how much of it is actually about religion. And I think either B-Dot or Loso is going to have to do something different to pull off the win outside of the comfort zone. But it's a dope matchup. Salute to Bullpen and John for making that happen, because URL kind of slept on making B-Dot and Saga happen. And if it's, you know, that I feel like was the matchup that should have been taking place, and it should have happened a minute ago. So salute to John for recognizing that the people wanted to see B-Dot versus a hot Christian rapper and making it happen.
What did you think about B-Dot's approach against Cortez? Because I don't think we expected him to go that route that he went.
I liked his approach with Tez. I thought that it was, I don't want to say his approach was unexpected, but how he executed his approach to me was great. That's what B-Dot does well. And I think it's why B-Dot kind of shot up the rank so fast, is that besides the fact that he's a really good writer, he executes very, very well. Very, very well when it comes to angles and when it comes to approaches, which is why him and Verb would have been crazy had that, you know what I'm saying, had that happened. But I thought B-Dot versus Cortez was dope. I think if we see anything similar to that versus Loso, and if Loso can do, you know, if we get the Loso from the Excel, if we get the B-Dot from the Danny or the Cortez battle, it could be a battle of the year candidate.
I'm kind of disappointed that A-Verb and B-Dot didn't go down. Are you shocked that he decided to take Loso and not Verb? Being that there's tension there already, you probably want to go at this cat's neck. You know, a cat like you probably could have took Verb, being that there's tension there before Loso, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would have rather have seen... I don't know if I would have rather have seen B-Dot and Verb, only because Verb hasn't been Verb as consistently as we'd like him to be. I think with B-Dot and Loso, you're guaranteed that they're both hungry, that they both care about the battle. Locking it in May, knowing that it's going to be in October, you're giving them plenty of time to write and get ready. John did this the way most before they meet each other and let the rest take care of itself. So the only difference with Verb is I don't know where his hunger is at. I don't know what his motivation level to beat B-Dot would have been at. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing I can say as far as the difference between, you know, wanting to see B-Dot and Verb more than B-Dot and Loso. But
well, when I interviewed A-Verb months ago, he said that they had offered B-Dot money, this, that, and the third, and he basically turned it down. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then when I interviewed B-Dot after that, he made it sound like it's good that him and Verb didn't battle because there was so much tension there. You know what I'm saying? I still wish they'd have battled though, man.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see it as long as the Verb is gonna be locked in. I would still love to see it, man. Verb says he's retiring. He got 3 or 4 battles left in him that are already booked. He's not taking any more bookings. But you know, if it were at all possible for B-Dot and Verb to happen, I would definitely like to see it.
Obviously, when you did a 2-on-2 with Magic against Briz and T-Top, is that something you do again? Even though you know you did it with Magic, and you know he's not in the Gracious or URL, is that something that you entertain, or you not fucking with 2-on-2 ever again?
Nah, I mean, 2-on-2s for me are fun. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's not important to win the battle. But it's a different experience, man, and it's just a different level of excitement and anticipation. Creatively, it opens up a lot of different possibilities. I would love to do a 2-on-2 with JC. I don't know if that would be, you know what I'm saying? I probably couldn't do Double Impact, so I got some other things lined up. But in the future, I would love to do a 2-on-2 with JC. I think me and JC styles would mesh really well together, actually. I think JC and I is a pair that people would want to see as well.
All right. I got my man from Brooklyn on right quick, man. Let me get Steams in here, man. Steams, what's good, man?
What's caking, man?
What's good? All right.
I mean, I'm in the building. What's good with y'all?
We here, Steams.
Regular.
Chiller.
Yo.
The ball's in your court. Is this battle going to happen? Basically, the ball's in your court. You call the shots right now, basically.
The ball's in URL's court. The ball is not in my court. I don't book the battles. I simply let leagues know what the battle is worth to me, and they got to get it done. I do it with everyone. Like, people think I'm pricing myself out of this battle when the money that I was offered for Steam is less than I get in other leagues, two, less than I've gotten for prior URO battles. So I'm not pricing myself out of this battle. And I'm very open to negotiation. That's the other thing. Like, it's one thing if I'm asking for 10K or even 5K or even 3K. I'm not even asking for nothing that crazy for the battle. It's just that they want me and Steams to do it in a small room, and they're saying that the number that I want for a small room battle is too much. So if that's the case, wait till the battle is in demand enough and throw us on a bigger card. I'm cool with that, too. I'll battle Steams on a Gnome or a Summer Madness or something like that. It don't matter to me. But to say that the ball is in my court, I don't think that's right.
What do you say about that, Steams?
Oh, no, nah, that's kind of the gist of it that I got from, you know, from the other side, I guess you could say. I mean, I don't want to... See, one thing about me, bro, I don't speak on niggas' bread. You feel me? So it's really not here nor there what the situation is with them. You feel me? I know I asked for the nigga. They said he was, you know, feasible. The next thing you know, they said that the bread he wanted wasn't something they could agree to. That was into that.
So this is my thing, right? Like, without throwing out actual offers and proposals, the number they came to me initially, the number they came to me with was less. Cortez was less than I got for Saga. So me looking at it, one thing I never do in business, I never go backwards. I never go backwards. So when I'm getting a certain amount from you, you're not gonna offer me less going forward. That's just me. Other battlers may not move that way. That's just me. So can the battle happen? Of course. Every battle can happen. Y'all can see me battle a lawn chair. That's cool. If you pay me to do it, it's fine. So it's just like one thing I question is how much do they really want the battle? Like right now, I don't want me and Steams to be a card filler. I don't want to be a card filler, because even just over the past week, Steams doing his interview, me doing my interview, us doing this interview now, that's promotion. He's taking time to go on a platform and talk about it. I'm taking my time to go on a platform and talk about it. We're promoting this. We're bringing attention to it. We're making the battle. If the battle happens, we're making it bigger than it would have been just by doing this week. So I don't want, if this battle happens on URL, we go, I don't know, I don't care, whatever. I don't want it to be a card filler of a battle. I don't want it to be main event, so-and-so versus so-and-so. We got so-and-so versus so-and-so. Then we also got so-and-so and so-and-so. And we got Steams versus Chilla Jones. Like, I don't want that. If me and Steams is going to do this, it has to be top of the card. It has to matter. People have to want to see it. We have to pack the building out. If that can't happen on URL, okay, cool. If it has to be on a different platform, whatever. But if I'm going to do this battle, it has to be a big deal. And it doesn't feel like it's a big deal to URL. That's my standpoint of it. Steams, I don't know more than I do, so I don't know how you feel about it or what your standpoint about it is. But I'm just
like a realistic person. Nah, they're not going to put me on the known right this minute. You feel me? Because I heard that was something that you asked for. You feel me? As far as, like, put it on the known, because I didn't like it to be on a small card. I just go by, like, I pay attention. You feel me? You've been on bigger stages, so you might see things a different way. You feel me? I see what's being put in the moment. Me, it's like, it's a big push for me to get battles. Battles that are more that I think less to my liking. That's what they on. Am I going to say they're trying to put me on known and stuff like that? No. They just, with me, it's like more of what I want instead of what they want now. Because I've always been doing
right.
It. With no problem.
Right. And so, like, if it's not on known, or if they're not looking to do something like that, like, that's cool. That's understandable. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I totally understand that side of things, especially on the business side. But my thinking, and this is just me, and this is why shit don't really add up to me sometimes, is because Mike P and Twerk was just on note.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To me, that was I don't want to say it was a random battle, but I'll say that.
It didn't give you that feel like Advent Chess. It didn't give you that feel like Advent Chess, right?
Right. And on top of that, I don't know how many people were asking for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I ever saw somebody ask for Mike P and Twerk. You know what I'm saying? I understand the business behind it. Mike P is a URL guy. Twerk is a URL guy. Let's throw them together,
I mean,
put them on stage,
Mike P
promote our brand.
Bad.
I get
that's what part of that, because let's remember that that's a 3-week battle or some weird shit like that.
Right, and that, you know, that's that's all well and good. My thing is just like, in terms of, if they would have announced, if I would have been at the event, chilling, in line, talking to people, and they said, yo, we starting this off with a surprise battle, Chilla Jones versus Steam. You don't think niggas would have fucked with that?
Nah, I do. But this is my point. Like I said, that's their decision. Me, I'm on a whole different thought process at this moment. As far as, like, I'm running my league and all that. Like, this is back to what you said about it can happen when we go hard. When we go hard, we definitely the main event. You feel me? And then the situations that I'm benefited with these days, it will be a call with, like, you know, the names that you will want to see on it. So it wouldn't feel like you're the main event in a car full of small niggas. You feel me? The main thing I've been trying to do is get my lead versus URL Kim, like, bigger names, because now we have a team behind it putting that, you feel me, putting that paper to pin, you feel me, to make it happen. Just like the battle on the 24th, Clips versus Gwitty, Bonnie versus Jay, Cortez versus Ish, XL versus, you feel me, like, it's an effort to get these type of battles going. And believe me, just to let you know, the dude who do this, like, with me, that was one of the first things he mentioned to me. So, like, it'll be a short matter of time before it's mentioned again from our side, though.
Right. Well, look, let's... How do you feel about... I'll bring the whole block through.
Wow.
We can make it a whole nother situation for both of us to profit off, and I'll bring the whole writer's block. I'll bring Danger. I'll bring Cannon. I'll bring Danny. I'll bring 40, and we can do a whole We Go Hard versus writer's block.
I'm completely and that, with that, and I'm sure you're gonna do that.
Progress.
Throw me this number, and I'm gonna put Cone on it to let him hit it.
Is that something that you entertain, those teams? A writer's block versus We Go Hard? Is that something you entertain?
I would completely entertain that. That's like at the top of the things I would entertain.
Like we can do that, you know what I'm saying? And you know, we could chop it up privately, but you know, we could do that. We could set up a group rate. That makes sense. And we can, that way, at least, you know what I'm saying, with all the money being put in and all the sponsors and the things you got set up through your league, A, you get all the footage. B, you know, if the footage ends up going, you know what I'm saying, if URL ends up wanting the footage or however, because I know you have a good relationship with them in regards to that.
It's,
you know,
most
what I'm saying?
Of that
then,
is usually about the battlers, like, say me and you battle, 9 times out of 10, say it goes on, we go hard, it'll still come out on their camera. You feel me? It's a bigger situation. You feel me? That's how we got it kind of worked out. The battles that matter, especially that they would already put on the channel, is let it go where it's going to get the most traction.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm open to it, bro. I'm open to it.
But Chilla, would your other writers, Block Brothers, be down with it, though?
Oh, yeah, they ready. They ready.
I know Big Danny has been spoke to about doing things this way, so he will be with it. I spoke to Danny right after I battled, so I know he with it. 40, he was trying to get her a while ago.
100%.
Yeah, and that's good enough for me. So that's everybody. So I spoke to half of them, just trying to get them to come through, like, slowly but surely. Because I've been making my rounds just to everybody who I fuck with or think is nice. You feel me? Just to let them know, like, what's coming in the near future, so be ready for these goals.
Right. So let's do this. You know, we'll talk this weekend. We'll kind of map everything out. We'll try and set up, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we could do a conference. I'll see if I can get everybody from the block on the line, and we could all kind of discuss numbers and get everything figured out. So I know it won't be too crazy, because we're trying to do writer's block versus a lot of different leagues. We're trying to set up a lot of different situations like that for, like, before the end of the year.
So y'all just move through and just stretch our team down as we all wanted to, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
But yeah, but I'm open to it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm open to that. If you know what I'm saying, obviously if it's not gonna be a URL situation, then I think that's the best situation for both of us. You know what I'm saying? Because we're totally in control of everything involved.
I got the guy listening now. You feel me? I got my partner listening now. So he already see what's going on. He already texted me back like, all right, yeah, this is something we want to do.
Cool.
You feel me? So it's definitely a good look, and I'll be contacting you ASAP.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, bro. I'm definitely with
that. That's what it is, man. Chilla, Steams, I hope you brothers behind the scenes do what you got to do. We go hard against Writer's Block. That's something dope, man. A click against a click, that's always, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see that role. And Writer's Block has already done that. You already, man. You already, man. Chilla, Steams,
yeah,
man. I appreciate y'all, brother.
Yeah, if we get something going, Dre, you're going to get the exclusive.
Back.
All right, y'all brothers be safe, man. Appreciate y'all, man.